This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Villa at Great Lakes Crossing. Patient first name is Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Last name is Spence, S-P-E-N-C-E. Date of birth is 8-4-1962. Date of evaluation 3-17-2023. HPI, complaints, psychiatric follow-up to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness. This is a 60 years old female who is well familiar to our service. Period. I had last seen her on January 20, 2023. Period. I discussed her condition with nursing staff. Behavioral problems reported. During my evaluation, patient was calm but confused. She thought it's in November 2023 and the day is Wednesday. Period. She had no idea who the current president is, but she knew that governor is a lady. She could recall only one out of three objects after 3 minutes. Period. Patient had seen me numerous times, but had no idea who I am. Period. She acknowledged ongoing depression at times. Period. No thoughts of harm to self or others. Period. No paranoia, delusional thinking, or hallucinations. Next paragraph. Current psychotropic medication, MAR, reviewed. Lexapro, 10 milligram once a day. Next paragraph. Interim medical social family history. Medical history, no changes. Social history, no changes. Family history, unremarkable. Next paragraph. Check medical record, lab diagnostic test review, collateral informant review, kit chart review, and check nursing, social worker, IDT. Next paragraph. Mental status examination, constitutional, overweight female, grooming, fair motor movements, retardation, stature, lying, gait not tested, level of consciousness alert, demeanor, cooperative, effect constricted, mood depressed, speech clear, thought processes, periods of confusion, thought content appropriate, thought suicidal, happy, suicidal ideation, deny suicidal ideation, psychotic symptom, no evidence of psychosis or AVH, want of knowledge, fair judgment, limited insight, poor, oriented to person and place, time impaired, memory recent impaired, sleep problems, none, appetite fair. Next paragraph, assessment plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1, plans continue Lexapro and supportive therapy. Next paragraph, number two, mild cognitive impairment of uncertain or unknown etiology, G31.84. Patient seems to lack capacity to make informed medical decisions due to cognitive impairment, comma, limited insight, and poor judgment. Disposition, check, notify service of changes in mood or behavior, any new concerns. Next paragraph, also check, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures, Nine nine three oh nine. End of dictation.